Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. And we're doing that with our good friend, Sean Worthington. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. And Sean is one of the smartest guys we got on the Brain Trust. He's a computer information systems genius. He's a professor of all that at California's Butte College. And in Northern California, he's the author of Beyond Bitcoin, The Future of Digital Currencies. He's the creator of the only non-blockchain-based cryptocurrency, Cloudcoin, which is just now, literally today, available on the Bitcoin.com exchange under CCE. Hey, Sean, I am a cryptocurrency heretic. You know, a heretic is a true believer who doesn't like the status quo, who's worried about the status quo. And so I'm a true believer. I believe in digital. I believe in crypto. I believe it's the future. I'm not going to be a Luddite and try to hold it back. However, I do worry about the adoption of cryptocurrency outside of a sovereign state currency. I believe that the more people do business with a form of payment that is parallel to a sovereign state currency like the U.S. dollar, the closer we are to losing our sovereign states and the closer we are to Amazon and Google and Facebook running the world. How crazy is that idea?
That's a scary idea. But the good news is, I think...
How far out of line, out of reality is it, though?
No, I think you're exactly right. One of the things about digital currency is it does allow you to work from home and you don't have to go to another country. So I think it would reduce the need for immigration. And that would be a good thing for nations. But you're right. We had the Facebook coin, which is called the Libra, and people were very threatened about that. So both parties agreed that Facebook should not have a coin because and I agree with that too, because those companies, they're going to push little people around. They're going to use all of their power to do things that we don't want them to do. But the good news is that the United States can adopt this technology too. And when the United States adopts the technology, it's much more likely to be adopted, it's much more likely to be regulated, and it's going to make America much stronger. And so, of course, our company is trying to actually do that. We're trying to make a Cloudcoin-based dollar. It's not actually called the Cloudcoin. It's called the digital dollar. And we are working towards making a coin for the United States that is going to be the best possible. It's going to give America an advantage over all the other currencies in the world, although it already rules. But this is a privacy coin, not going to try to control everybody and track everybody's movements like some coins could do.
I think you should call it the crypto dollar, because we already have a digital dollar. My bank account that I go to the online to look at, I can see whatever money I have there. Those are digital dollars. They're in digital form. I can't actually touch them because they're in digits. They're represented in digits. I don't think we should call this cryptocurrency. I don't think we should call it digital money. I think we should call it what it is. It's crypto money. Am I wrong?
Well, the word crypto is relatively new. There's been digital currencies before that failed. And when they started using cryptography to create a coin that actually could withstand hackers and government attacks.
Yeah.
So, you could, it could be called crypto. I mean,
well, crypto digital digital is associated with a serial number, right? If I go to the bank and say, all right, I want $500 that you had, that your mm-hmm. website says I have in that account, they're going to give me $5 that have serial numbers. If I yes. exchange it for one of your things, they're going to give me something that doesn't have a serial number. It has an IP number, an IP address, right? Not a serial
actually,
number. That's crypto. Or you see my point, though.
CloudCoin has serial numbers. So we have, how you can, one of the ways you can tell it's authentic is if the serial numbers are within the range of.
You never told me that.
So there's
a serial number, folks. That brings them more talk. Okay, so Bitcoin.com, and they can find out, under CCE, folks, you can find out more about how to buy the crypto, or the card coin currency. Hey, good job, Sean. Congratulations, and come back soon. We'll see you next time. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.